Blog Talk Radio.
Make America great again.
I believe that together we can make America great again.
And we will make America great again.
Bad? Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the streets, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window. Open it and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How we doing, folks? Gosh, I apologize. We apologize. Blog Talk Radio apologize.
Yeah,
we had some kind of...
We
don't know what... What happened? You know, we were talking and having a good conversation actually, and then I heard three like quick tones, bing, bing, bing. Boy dropped off. I'm not sure if I continued to talk or not. I tried to keep the show going, but I think it was a loss. So we're going to, you know, Art, the show that we just did, Lloyd, is still will still be archived. The 10 minutes that we got to spend together on the official 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Eastern Daylight Time and 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time show. But let's move on.
We were talking about
sports.
We had technical problems, so let's jump right back into this and do it all over again. So as I was saying before, the weekend, matter of fact, I'm going to pick it up right with the sports piece, the sports, the corona and the riot.
Mm-hmm.
The weekend here in Philadelphia, it's been hot as hell. We're in the midst of a heat wave. I think this is the second or third one.
Yep.
And with that
97 degrees in Philly, I believe right now. 97.
The Philadelphia Phillies Major League Baseball was supposed to play today, but lo and behold, the game has been canceled, and the other games have been canceled until further notice because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
What happened was the Florida Marlins, coming from, of all places, that bastion of just debauchery and they don't care. They brought the coronavirus with them, as well as also the bats, balls, and gloves. And they found out that 11 members have actually come down with the infection, as well as also three administrators.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking here in Philadelphia that why is it that they knew beforehand, because they came up with actually three players, and they said they should have alerted and told people beforehand and not even played yesterday's game, which the Phillies lost. So the thing is that 11 players at this particular point, because everybody now is being tested, meaning the Florida Marlins, the Philadelphia Phillies, mm-hmm. and also the staff, as well as people at the stadium. The stadium mm-hmm. has been closed for the stadium has been closed for cleaning, and the Atlanta Braves that actually played the Marlins recently, they're being tested. And also they're talking about moving the game to New York to play. See, that's why I said, in God we trust. For some people.
Which, of course.
Written on the dollar bill. Because mm-hmm. money talks, bullshit walks. The Florida Marlins can't go back home. They don't want them getting on the plane. They're quarantined here in Philadelphia. The mm-hmm. Philadelphia Phillies have been told to come into the stadium. If you guys didn't hear me here before, they've been told
you were just
to come
saying
into
that
the stadium.
Before we got cut off. You're just saying that.
To drive in like it's a drive-in theater.
Yeah.
And get tested while they're in their cars and go home. Mm. Now, with that being said, if this didn't get through, we're having in the midst of this pandemic. The school year is not going to start, but to make this national and international, it might not start across the country, at least on time. But they're mm-hmm. also talking about not only to have a full school year, they're wondering as to whether or not they might even be able to have a year period because of this. I mean, it's been reported that a young African-American girl, I think she's 7 or 9 years old, has died in Florida,
mm-hmm.
a nine-year-old a student. And mm-hmm. we've already had a couple teachers that have passed away, younger people. So they want to start this whole thing in the midst of this whole stuff about the pandemic. And our school superintendent here has told the government, Washington, as well as also Harrisburg, mm-hmm. that where's the money at? I mean, if you want us to have remote learning, where was the money that we were promised? We can we're not equipped. Our schools are not equipped to do social distancing. We don't have PPE equipment, let alone mm-hmm. math. We don't have the required laptops and computers and all of that stuff with to do remote learning. And so where was the mm-hmm. money? Gee whiz, I need to have a BA. The money was siphoned off when Donald Trump and his people and his buddies took off their feet before it even got out of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
As I said last week, the governor of New Jersey had mentioned this. He said that the money that has been earmarked for us is atrocious. You know, that it's a joke. What do you expect for us to do with this? So the thing is that we're getting
mm-hmm.
this has happened in the midst of this text, and now with the other sports angle, we got mm-hmm. Lou Williams that was in the bubble,
mm-hmm.
that had went to Atlanta. We got him doing stupid stuff, just like the president. And I'm saying this mm-hmm. because I know some of these players. He went and was showed up at a strip club.
Mm-hmm. Gee, right. You know what? You're telling me about that right before you went on the air. You're telling me about that. Yes. Talk about that a little bit. I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. He got an excuse to leave the bubble for death. And that was mm-hmm. the agreement that all of the players had made, that if you leave, you are to leave for an extreme reason. And so he left for a funeral or something like that. But while he was at the funeral, he figured mm-hmm. he'd go holler at his crew and his people at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
And Not only that, got his picture taken with a rapper. So he went into the strip club, wink, wink. He went in. He didn't go check out any of the girls. He went to go get his roaster, his chicken roaster glazed, basted with some strip club gravy. He went to get chicken necks, chicken backs, chicken breasts, chicken butts, chicken feet, wink, wink, all of that, and to get a couple rolls to go with that breast. And so, and like I said, to get his roaster skewered, glazed, basted with the special sauce. Like I said, his roaster. And now that he's back, because he figured, hey, listen, it ain't nothing but an hour flight from Orlando to Atlanta. I can go up there and do what I got to do and come on back, get me some chicken while I'm at it. Right. That's as bad. That's as bad as my chicken song.
Oh my goodness!
All of this stuff. Yeah, he's
something else.
As the president.
So yeah, that's something else. So we're hopeful that we'll have some. You know, I can't believe we're looking at August right here in a week or so, and a week, I guess, less than a week, and we're not. You know, there's no baseball. There's no All-Star game. You know, normally we're talking. You know, preseason football soon, and you know, America, you know, the apple pies, the hot dog, the white picket fence, the collie and the station wagon, and football. It ain't here, and America's going to be different. Well, I want to move the show right along here, folks. Let's talk about some other things. We're going to move along here and talk about the next item on our agenda. We try to keep up to speed on this on Friday. As a matter of fact, Lloyd, we missed you on Friday. You know, who was with us on Friday? That dude that you had stepped in for you. The week before, the week prior. Ike, Big Ike.
Oh, yeah,
Big Ike.
Yeah. Oh,
Big
Ike. Big Ike.
I don't know where he. Folks, here's what I want you to do. Okay, first of all, two things. First of all, I want to give out our phone number. I want you to call and join the show. We'll talk about what you want to talk about. It's 515-605-9888. We're just a couple of guys, West Coast, East Coast, talking about current events, sports, things, matters, you know, importance to all of us. And we'd like you to be part of it. 515-605-9888. Anyway, we had this guy, and what you're able to do is go to blogtalkradio.com and search for our show, Coast to Coast. I think it says Coast to Coast 2 or something like that. Andy Kimball, Lloyd Booker, and listen to July 24th show with Big Ike, who I got to be honest with you, I'll try not to be graphic, but I took a swig of margarita and Ike said something, and the swig almost went the other way. I get a headset with a microphone on. Can we talk? You know what I'm saying?
A bunch of people told me, and he told me, he said he had a nice time. He was taking a swig or something, but it was really funny.
Well, I think he was taking more than a swig. He was taking more than a swig.
And a puff. Yeah, and he told me he was talking to some young lady from the UK.
We had Amanda on here from the UK. Yeah, that's right. On Friday, it was fun. That was a fun time. And you know, I told Ike, I don't remember. I was laughing through most of the show. I don't remember what I said, actually. But I invited him to come back on anytime. Like he said, he might be able to. You have this thing you do Friday, whatever it is, and I don't want to stop you from doing it because I know that you have an acting career and you've been in a lot of movies and do TV shows and TV commercials.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment. But go ahead, dog. Drop it
but
on.
But anyway, so I thought, you know, I told Ike that, you know, he had me, you know, all of us, we were. You know, I don't know if you heard the show, Lloyd, but you got to check it out. Go to Blog Talk Radio and listen to the July 24th show and listen to Ike. It's hysterical. That's all I can say. So I'm going to try to get him. I mean, I don't know him. You do. And say, hey, you know, Lloyd, we love you and we want you here. And your commentary is important. We love it. We want to hear what you have to say. But I got to tell you, he's. You know, I don't know what to say. There are no words. Just see if you get back on Friday. We'd love to have you back on Friday, but if I stood in for you again, I wouldn't complain. Let me put it that way.
I'll see what I can do because he told me that you guys were laughing. I think I don't think he can get the name of the guy that's on it, Cornwell. He can't get his name right for some reason.
He's only our executive producer.
Yeah. He uses... I mean, a whole bunch of aliases for the young man. I said Cornwell, and he said he said something to me that I can't repeat. But I just left him alone. He called him everything else but a child of God. But the deal is, I had gotten some feedback that it was a really, really funny show. I'm gonna listen to that. I'm gonna listen to that when I can. But I also told him that I hope he didn't mess it up, because we were supposed to that he didn't do that bad of a job, because we were supposed to have a jazz professor on here.
Yep.
For the second part, which was Professor Marcel Bellinger, and he said something about that. He said something about he knows as much jazz as that boy does. And I said, okay, never mind. We're gonna leave that alone.
Well, he was talking that, and he was also he was talking. I mean, the guy, you know, the week before he had talked about being part of the New York the Yankees team when Billy Martin took Reggie Jackson out of the game because he wanted
right.
I don't remember, it was a couple anyway. So we played that audio clip, and I said he was in the dugout when that happened, and you know the guy. Was he?
Let me put it this way. I know he knows a lot of professional baseball players, and I think that he was, because I knew he knew Mr. Reggie Jackson, because his father was also a tailor in Philadelphia. I don't know if you knew that. His father had a tailor shop.
I did not know that.
His dad had a tailor shop, and we used to go by there a lot. So a lot of times he would go and get his pimp suits, straightened out. But the deal is, he might have been down there. He might have been. I don't think he would tell a lie about a lot of stuff. I mean, I've seen him hanging out with people like B.B. King
He told us Friday he also had this church that he started in Cornell. Our producer went to investigate that church and found like he had three members looking for more. I don't know. Anyway, so see if you can get him to come back on Friday. We'd love to resume the conversation.
Okay.
But folks, let's move. And first of all, I want to give out our number again and welcome and thank our international audience in Australia, in Peru, in China, in India, in Alaska, in Mexico, in Canada. And I know I'm missing a couple, excuse me, but I'll get them. And I want to thank all you guys. And UK.
UK, thank you. UK and Europe. Britain. Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Yep. Yeah. So I want to thank the listeners. I know you are there, and you're welcome to call in. You dial 1, then 515-605-9888. That gets you on the show and brings you in to be part of our conversation. We have callers from here in the past, and we welcome more callers. Folks, let's move on here, and we go more in depth. We're supposed to go more in depth. I don't know with this Ike dude on the show Fridays. I don't know what we're going to be able to do. But Fridays is supposed to be our update of all the, you know, we can do polling every day, and polls and numbers skew. They go one way or the other. And to start talking and analyzing them on a daily basis would be futile. So we kind of do that, supposed to do that on Fridays. But since we didn't really get to it this past Friday, I want to go over it now and just let our audience know around the world and in America and those people who are for Trump or for Biden, I'd welcome you to chime in and provide commentary accordingly. Right now, I'm going to tell you where we're at right now. This is the Electoral College map. You're hearing it from Andy Kimball and Lloyd Booker on Coast to Coast, Ebony and Ivory. Here's our analysis right now. It looks like here are the following states that Trump would get if the election were today. Now this is just all hypothetical. We don't know what people are going to do when they go into the booth and pull their lever or mail in their ballot. But here's where it stands right now. Trump would get the following states: South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Nebraska, San Diego. Listen to me. South Dakota, North Dakota.
You're over there messing with Ike.
Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and Indiana. Okay. And here's where and the total of all those states, and I could have given you each one's electoral count. I'll do that when I go over. The total for Trump would be 186 today, right? Here's where Joe Biden stands today. Washington, and I'm going to give you the name of the state and then the amount of electoral votes that state has, okay? So we have Washington 12. This is all Joe Biden. Washington 12, Oregon 7, Nevada 6, California 55, Arizona 11. Alaska with 3, New Mexico with 5, Colorado 9, Hawaii with 4, Illinois with 20, Wisconsin with 10, Minnesota with 10, Michigan with 16, Chicago with 18, Ohio, can't remember writing, Ohio with 18, Yeah, Chicago's got 18 electoral votes. No, folks, it's Ohio, okay? 18 electoral votes. Pennsylvania's got 20. New York, 29. Maine's got 2. Florida's 29. So here's where we stand right now. Biden, if the election were today, Biden would have 352 electoral college votes. President Donald Trump would have 186 electoral college votes. I want you both, people who are Trump fans and Biden fans, this is going to be great news for both of you, depending on where you live, to talk about it. You know, what would make Biden a great president? Why do you think he'd be the guy to get in? And for you folks that are supporting President Trump and have supported him previously before maybe he became president, what is making him such an outstanding candidate for president for the next 4 years? And again, our number is 515-605-9888. Lloyd, what's your take on the numbers? What's your thinking?
Well, let me. I'm going to go a whole total different view, where this will take us into the music thing, because those two guys are not the only candidates that we have. We actually have running rapper Kanye West. Whether or not you think that it's you know, it's funny, but it is real. Kanye West wants to run for president of these United States, as well as also have his running mate Jay-Z. And can you imagine that? To have those type of people actually running, you know, it might force me to run. It might force me to run on this ticket.
We should announce your candidacy. Oh, I know what we should do. Think we should start a campaign to get Ike to run.
Oh Lord. Oh Lord.
We'll launch his candidacy on this show.
You know what?
On this show.
I tell you what. Remind me about that if we do a show Thursday or Friday, and I'll say something to him, and I'm gonna see what he says, because with this church, I think he had a church. Church of What's Happening Now or something like that, and some people, you never know, because we need a groundswell of support. Hey, listen, let's be honest. When we first thought that Trump was going to run, here was a guy that was on TV doing all of this other stuff, hanging out with boxers and stuff like that. Did we really take him seriously? But now he's the president of these United States. And as a matter of fact, I wanted to say this, to swing a little bit now, in this particular direction, since we talked about Kanye, we have on the line now a professor of music at Temple University. He also is let me see if he's in. Marcel, are you on with us?
Greetings, I'm here.
Oh,
hey, welcome to the show, Marcel. Welcome to Coast to Coast.
Let me give you this intro. This is all real for those people who are listening. He's a professor of music at Temple University. He also teaches at the world-famous Clef Club in Philadelphia. And we're going to continue this regardless of how long this actually takes, but we'll see what happens. Now, Marcel, he's a jazz aficionado. He has 3 platters out. For some of you that don't know what that means, platters are like today's disc, EPs for extended play, that kind of thing. But I was using a kind of a cool term. He has 3 albums out, 3 records out. And talk to us, brother. I mean, let us know. First of all, introduce yourself to the world, and then I want to ask you a couple questions, because you played with some pretty cool people, man. So go ahead. Drop it like it's hot.
All right. Well, good evening, everyone, or good morning, or whatever part of the world you're in. Thanks for tuning in. And again, thank you, Lloyd, and thank you, Andy, for having me on tonight's broadcast of Coast to Coast.
You're very welcome.
Pleasure to have
you're
you.
Very welcome.
Yep.
Listen, I understand. We're going to jump right into this. I understand that you played trumpet. You play the horns. How many different types of horns do you play?
Well, as a professional trumpet player, and this comes from a totally a particular school of thought, but I play D flat trumpet and B flat flugelhorn and cornet as well. And then I'm messing around with a valve trombone. Well, I may trade that in and try to get a bass trumpet. And then I currently have a piccolo trombone.
Mm-hmm. You also play keyboards, right?
Yeah, I do.
And do you play drums and maybe a little guitar as well?
Well, I tried playing guitar, and that was a total disaster.
But you do play. You do play
no,
a little.
No,
you might
no
not
guitar.
Play as well as you might not play as well as you do the trombone. But listen, let me jump right into this. I understand that you played with Aretha Franklin.
Yes, that has definitely happened. I played her final concert here in Philadelphia, and that was it was quite an honor.
Aretha Franklin, the Queen of Soul. You also played with Randy Brecker from the Brecker Brothers?
Yes, him, and along with Charles McPherson, who's a black alto player, happens to live in California.
Oh, my goodness. I know exactly. See, this is for the people in the country and around the world. I know exactly who you meant to talk about Charles McPherson. So you played behind both of them?
Yes, yes. It was a residency while I was in grad school with the school big band, and we had a residency for a week at the Club Coca-Cola.
The Club Coca-Cola. Where is that?
That's in Manhattan.
Okay. Listen, you also dealt with my man Chuck Go-Go Brown. I feel like busting loose. Tell us about that.
You know, it's really funny that you started singing that particular song, because that was my introduction into Mr. Brown. I was rehearsing with...
Hold on a minute. I'm going to intervene just the 2 seconds to let people know that I'm down with the funk. I feel like busting loose, busting loose, get your brains down. There you go.
I know what you're talking about, man. We good.
Yeah. No. I want the other people to know what I'm talking about. Yeah. They listen. I know how to funk and roll. Not rock and roll. I know how to funk and roll. So there you go. So, yeah, go ahead. Tell us about Brother Brown, who has passed away. May he rest in peace. And
yes.
God bless his soul, but go ahead.
So I was rehearsing with this brass group called Brass Heaven, led by Philadelphia trombonist Jeff Bradshaw. And we're playing Bustin' Loose, and I guess Mr. Brown hears the entire horn section play the line. So he comes in. We're rehearsing at the TLA down in South Philly. So
Hold on a minute, uh-huh. Because I'm going to stop you in the East Side. The TLA, for those that don't, world famous, it's on South Street. A lot of people have played there. Michelle Nadigiancello, the Fugees. I've seen blues artists play there, but go ahead. So you playing at the TLA. Boy, you didn't. Okay,
yeah,
you playing at the TLA.
We're rehearsing at the TLA. And Mr. Brown comes in the door, and he's like, stop. So everybody stops, right? and we're looking at each other like, what happened? And Mr. Brown goes, every time I go somewhere and if someone playing my song, they can never get the line right.
Oh,
he goes
goodness.
Like this, and he played it for us.
Wow.
And he's like, no, play it like that. Play it like I wrote it.
Wow.
Oh, it was great. It was great, you know. So
Okay,
after that, we became the best of friends.
I feel you. I feel you. You know, well, we're gonna keep rolling with this, and Andy, you get in when you get in to fit in, but I got another one. I understand that you also played with some friends of mine. They hang with Jimmy Fallon on the Jimmy Fallon show. You played with the Roots.
That's right, with the Roots. That's right.
Yes. I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to open for the Roots. I was a part of a funk hip hop band called Mosaic Flow, and that band is actually still around. But I left for creative reasons and whatnot. And they're some great brothers. They can play. You know, they could definitely funk, man.
Woo! All right. I know. Go ahead. So where did you play with the Roots at? Because I know one of the shows was Coming to America. Not the movie, for those of you that are listening, the Coming to America Festival.
Wawa, Welcome to America, Independence Day Celebration.
Yeah, did you play that? I remember that show. Did you play up on the stage with the Roots?
Yeah, I did that back in, it was 2010 when I did this.
I remember it. I was there. So that must have been really cool. There's like a million people there or something like that. That must have been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That
was the first time I'd ever played for, I remember the stage was at the Art Museum, and I could see all the way to the City Hall building, and all I could see was heads.
That was so great. That had been great.
For those that don't know, the scene that he just mentioned is part of where Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa, ran up the steps. So what happened was Philadelphia had turned that whole area, the steps in front of the Art Museum, they had turned it into a large stage. And when you're on stage and you're looking in the other direction, that down the park, where you can actually see City Hall standing. So I just wanted to
anybody visiting Philadelphia. And of course, people traveling to Philly, everybody runs up those Art Museum steps, and once you're at the top, that down the parkway is just really beautiful.
They can actually see from there.
Yeah, Marcel. So what are you doing now? What are you doing now in music? What's on the horizon here?
Well, it's interesting because the virus has essentially caused the performance calendar to essentially evaporate. So this is why I've always found it important to develop other skills in music. So can you write music for other people? Can you help them translate their musical thoughts? And that can actually help you make a living. I've done it on several occasions. And also now that we're the ability for someone to have a home studio has essentially come down pretty significantly. You know, you can play on people's tracks and, either do that as barter or make
a record at home. I mean, you see the labels, the whole music industry has been, put COVID aside, the music industry and that from that standpoint, from the label side, has just been, everybody and their brother can create a studio, and depending on what your instrumentation is, you can buy outboard gear and software and whatever you need to put a product out that sounds like, if you know what you're doing, that can sound pretty darn great, and many people have done so.
Right from the confines of your home.
As a matter of fact, speaking of sounding great, I think what we do is I think we'll need to, Marcel is a very talented composer, author, and a player, of course, as well. And he's doing some current projects. I think what we need to do at this point is why don't we let our listening audience just take a sampling of who we're talking to and what he does. So let's hear some of Marcel Bellander's song. I'm just going to play a bit of a promo piece, Marcel, that you put out. I edited it down a little bit for time's sake, but this will give our listeners – I got a couple of different things here, but let's listen to the promo piece and get an idea of your flavor, of where you are and what you do as a musician. Here we go, folks.
This is the flavor that you savor, neighbor. Thank you.
Wow. Marcel, I got to tell you something. Speaking just as a musician, as an appreciator of music, that was, that is, and of course I've heard the whole track, outstanding. I mean, really, really good. I don't know how you do what you do. Nothing but kudos to you, my friend. And so is that done in a home studio? Is that something you produced or?
No. I would love to take that kind of credit, but the only credit I can say is that I wrote the music, I arranged all the music, and got the players.
Excuse me, like that's not enough. I take the credit, please, man. Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back, man. I'm sitting here right now. Got me in the mood. I'm having a little bit of sherry. While I'm listening to the smooth.
I poured myself a glass of wine. I'm sitting back ready to hear some more.
Yes, while we're all listening to those smooth sounds. You're on the Quiet Storm with Marcel Belzer. You laugh, man. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
I
to cut across
that.
You.
No, I just
because you got me jacked. Man, I mean, here I do funk and stuff like that, but now this leads into the next thing. Because of the way that you sound, for those that did not know, I'm going to drop this on you like an atomic bomb, Jack.
Ooh,
he actually did some stuff with Marsalis. Did you not?
Yes, I did.
Really? Talk to us about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a really wonderful concert. It was dedicated to the memory of a wonderful trumpet player by the name of Clark Terry. And he came down to be the guest artist of the band I was with, and he actually sat in the trumpet section and played in the section with us. And that was another honor. It was really cool.
See, and the deal is that where was this concert at? Because I understand it was in Jersey, but you also played with a guy by name, not only Wynton, but John Faddis.
Yeah. So there's this alumni big band from my master's degree program. And, we would have these jazz, it's called Jazz on the Pier.
Uh-oh.
And, we'd have a guest artist and a big band. So there was another year actually where we did a tribute to Lou Soloff. And so we had Randy Brecker, Lou Marini on tenor.
Wow.
Lou
Marini's the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers.
Hey, there you go. I'm glad that you got in there with that. And people need to know, Lou Marini was with the Blues Brothers. Played a lot with Stax Records, Big O, the Otis Redding, the whole bit. So, okay, keep going.
Oh, yeah, and then, the other concert was John Faddis and Soleil Lamé. Just very, very top class folks.
I understand. Let me go back a minute.
Lloyd.
Did you? Yes, sir. Oh, hey, by the way, Marcel, the other person that we have on the on with us is our producer from time to time. Sometimes he covers.
Hey, how you doing? What's up, Marcellus,
it's Corn,
Andy, and Lloyd?
Well, Dex Butler.
Oh, hey.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
It's
a pleasure,
well.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to meet everybody. I'm glad, you're doing a great job. Hey, Marcellus.
Hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me, Marcellus?
He named you Marcellus. Like Wynton Marcellus. He done named you, and the name is Marcellus.
That's how he sounds. You remind me. Oh, my God.
If I could choose a trumpet like that, that'd be great.
All right. Boy, I want to ask you a question.
Go for it.
And this is one of my favorite rappers from Philadelphia. How was it to work with Black Thought?
How was it to work with Black Thought
from the Roots?
Yeah, I call him Tariq. Black Thought, the Roots.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I unfortunately didn't get much chance to interact with him. It was literally, we got up that day, did the rehearsal, hung out like very briefly, and then just played this super long show. So, I mean, I got a chance to hear him rap, but and it was great, fantastic, but, you know, we didn't get a chance to really, you know, do too much face-to-face talking.
Well, I know I've had him over at the I didn't mean to cut across you, Dex.
No, it's no problem.
But I had him actually at the Susquehanna Bank Center, which you also was there. And for those of you that don't know, you listen, he actually performed. I'm not going to say he performed with me. Even though it's my place, it was my home, but I performed with him doing a rendition of Les McCann and Eddie Harris, Compared to What? And make sure you guys go to that. You can go to it on YouTube. But Tariq, and I call him Tariq, and I call him Amir. I mean, I know people call him Q, Questlove, what have you. But the deal is that Tariq would come over to the Susquehanna Bank Center, which is now called the BB&T Pavilion, and deal with the kids from here on out, just like you do. But one quick thing, I understand that you did a show in Brooklyn with them.
Yeah.
Where was this show at? And I think Jimmy Fallon might have even showed up. Where was this show at?
It was at the Brooklyn Bowl.
The Brooklyn Bowl with the Roots. Mm. That was during the time. Yeah, that was during the time when they would have. They would go here from here, do the Roots picnic, and then run up to Brooklyn and do their shows there. Those of you that don't know, the Roots is Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Fallon's house band, and Questlove, you probably already know, is the guy that has a huge fro. Tariq is also a Black Thought, but, yeah, the Roots is Jimmy Fallon's house band, and they played with this man that we're talking to. They played with Marcellus. Now he got a new name, Bellinger. So,
Marcel, I want to ask you a question, brother.
Go ahead.
What studios have you worked out in the Philadelphia area?
So I've worked out of Milk Boy. I've done a ton of
Milk Boy Ardmore, right? Milk Boy and Ardmore, I think.
No, when they moved their studios to 7th and Tower Hill.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they still have a location out in Ardmore. Yeah. Yeah, they didn't expand it. You work with Milk Point. What else?
They're actually I think they closed their Ardmore location. They're down in Center City. They have that in the recording studio.
Yes, they near the 440. I think they near the 444 studio, something like that.
Wow. Yeah. There was a studio on like 53rd and Walnut. I think it's called the Garage. It's like, you know, very small.
I know what it's at.
I remember I remember them. Yeah, I remember the name of that studio. I did some work there myself 2 years ago with Lenny Gordon of Lenny and Soul Senders, and that was what was the name? I think. Well, let me ask you another question. Do you know a guy named Kenny Lansing?
This is a Rittenhouse Soundworks. Sorry, Andy, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
That's okay.
I'm going to drop that one on there.
Rittenhouse Soundworks. Yeah. Do you know a guy named Kenny Lancey?
No.
Ring a bell. Amazing saxophone player in Philadelphia. That's incredible, incredible, incredible. Does everything
Andy,
from
murder. Andy, he might know the band that Kenny played in. Mention some of the band names.
Well, Kenny, it's his own band. Kenny Lance, he plays in klezmer bands. He's got his own. He plays all the time. He plays private events and puts bands together, according to what he just booked. And yet, do you remember a guy? I don't know. Do you remember a jazz club? And again, folks, I'm in California. I'm from Philadelphia, so I'm from where, you know, I'm the only one on the West Coast. Everybody else is East Coast. They're by coast to coast. But anyway,
I'm out there sometimes.
You are. And we're going to get more of a West Coast, you know, phone audience. Oh, by the way, real quick, I got a note here. Our calling number is 515-605-9888. Join in on the conversation. This is the Coast to Coast Show on Blog Talk Radio, Ebony and Ivory with Andy Kimball and Lloyd Booker.
And
got that
Lloyd
out of the way. Okay.
All right.
And Lloyd. Okay, now I got that. I did what I was supposed to do. Now, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. Frank Austin, you know, a guy named a singer, amazing kind of a R&B singer, Frank Austin. Unfortunately, him and his wife both were killed in a car accident years ago coming back from Atlantic City.
Sorry about that.
But you remember Frank Austin at all? Ring a bell?
No.
No, great singer. What is the name? And I know we have people all around the world listening to the show, and I apologize because, you know, I'm from Philadelphia. All these guys are in Philadelphia. I've got a, you know, history there. I'm a musician as well and grew up there. There was a jazz club in Philadelphia. You walked down the steps. It was a real intimate, really cool jazz club. It's in the Bellevue now. I think it's in the Bellevue now. Or was.
Yeah, that was it was owned by the Bynum Brothers.
The Bynum Brothers, yeah.
Yeah,
I saw one Zanzibar Blues.
Zanzibar Blues.
I played there.
Zanzibar Blues.
I played there. Yeah. I had a great time there. Yeah. I had a great show there. That was so much fun. So much fun.
Zanzibar Blues, world famous. As a matter of fact, for those that don't know, my buddy Bernard McCullough, had his last stand up there before they actually closed. They moved. They have another music club. It's called Warm Daddy's, which is a blues.
Yeah, blues place.
Spot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
off of,
that's another place I've played a ton. So.
Oh,
yeah, I played there as well.
I played there as well.
Yeah.
Lloyd, not to change the subject, y'all, but Lloyd, can I ask you some of the actors that you worked with?
Thank you. Bernie Mac, George Clooney, Sam Jackson, Bruce Willis, Robin Wright Penn, Joaquin Phoenix, which is actually on my website. I'll send that information. Matter of fact, let me do it right now. If for those of you that want to see some stuff, go to agencyprotalent.com/ Lloyd Booker. I know that's kind of long, LLOYDBOOKER. And you'll see the aforementioned people that I talked about did shows Law and Order, The Wire, Sex in the City, a few other things. Some of the other, worked with Niecy Nash, was on her show as well, and a few others that could. So thank you for asking. But I'm
no problem. And Andy, I want to ask you. A lot of people don't know about your background too. That you're a musician also, and basically, you know, tell them about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, well, thank you. That's actually my main job for the last 27 years has been a touring singer-songwriter. I play acoustic fingerpicking folk and blues. I play folk and blues festivals all across the country and in Europe. As a matter of fact, you know, one of the reasons why I have. While we're doing this show, you know, Lloyd and I go way back. I think we met on set doing a pilot, a TV pilot that we were both involved in. And that was years ago. I think that was 2016. But we, since then, and that was a great time. And Lloyd was amazing, by the way. But anyway, since then, Lloyd and I have been, you know, remained really close friends. And we're on the phone a lot. And he's in Philly, and I'm here. And he comes here occasionally. And we just, our conversations kind of start talking politics and the news. And me being a, you know, white guy in California and Lloyd being a black guy there in Philadelphia, we have interesting viewpoints and talk about, you know, and feel the same way about a lot of things. And one way we're just on the phone together. And we said, you know, this would make a great. You know, like an entertaining a radio show, because Lloyd's been a frequent guest on Great Shows in Philly.
Actually, we met even before then, because you played
in
Who Dat.
I did play Who Dat.
And I did. Yeah, you played with Who Dat. Matter of fact, Marcel, have you heard of Who Dat in Philadelphia? The band Who Dat?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I didn't really get a chance to check out any of their stuff.
Well, check this. That you listen to a dude, the only white dude, with the orange twelve-member
band. That was the only white guy in the band
that played in the band. Yeah, A guy looking like Robin Williams playing funk rhythm guitar in the band, and actually could bring the house down. Yeah, but we knew one another before then, man. And there was something else you had done. We talked about it the other day.
We did.
But I can't remember. It centered around. It centered around music. Now there was a couple other things that I wanted to say. Since this young man is on here, he also played. You also played with the Stylistics. Break up to make up. That's all we do. Yeah, I can hit some tunes. Didn't you, Marcel?
Sure did.
Yeah, where was this at?
Oh, I did a couple hits with them. There was a big to-do, like, gala on the waterfront here in Penn's Landing a couple years ago, and then I did my very first date with them They were on, like, this seemed to be a bit of a reunion kind of performance situation down in Virginia for a black fraternity. It's like a private gala there, too. That was really fun, especially seeing Mr. Tompkins.
For the people that's listening, how can we find you on the media?
Well, I'm on Facebook as Bellinger Sounds. It's my LLC. I'm also on Facebook, Instagram, at Bellinger Sounds. And then
let me interject, folks. I also put you have a website, which is bellingersounds.com, and that is on our show website. I put a link, folks. Let's do it right now because I feel like we're cheating our audience if we don't play more of what
you
do.
You want to drop another piece?
Yeah, I'm going
to.
I'm going to. He's just, we talked and Lloyd introduced us and so forth, and I got to hear some of the music, and I'll just play some more, but I gotta hand it to you. Just so good, just so good. Let me just not give you a nice big head. Let's listen to some of your music. Here's Morris Bellinger with "Lights of Northern Sky." It's just an excerpt, folks, but you'll get the idea of it. Still here. Let's hear some more of the tune called "Lights of Northern Sky." Bellinger is our special guest here on the Coast to Coast show. I'm thinking it sounds great. I'm not ready to turn it off yet. We can hear more. Here we go. Say is wow. Wow.
Yeah, that track is actually called the Jam Suite. It's actually part of a three movement thing.
and then I did it with my funk band.
Yeah, I thought that because I could feel it. I'm in here. I done put the little Cavassier down that I had, and I'm sitting up here. It's a toe tapper. It's a knee slapper. I'm digging that whole vibe. And I thought, what's the name of your funk band again?
So the funk band is called Dr. B's Groove.
Okay, now right quick, I'm gonna go right straight through this. I hope you don't mind, Andy and Dex. Now, how many bands do you have?
Let's see. There's my art ensemble, my funk band, and a jazz trio.
Wait a minute. What's the name of the art ensemble?
I don't even have a name for that yet, just because I'm still getting things together for that.
Okay, and you have Dr. B's Funk Groove. What's the name of the jazz trio you said?
So there's the art ensemble Dr. B's Groove, and then there's the jazz trio, the Iron Man Trio.
The Iron Man Trio. Any other? Any other bands that you got your hands into besides that? Those three. That's more than enough. Man, shit. I mean, for one person to do half of that, I mean, is enough. Any other bands you got your hand into?
Oh goodness, I could keep going forever.
Okay,
we only have a few minutes left of our show. We're going to wrap it up with a couple of things we need to talk about. We're going to be talking about this week on the news. And Marcel, I want to thank you for being our guest today. We'd love to have you back on. Want to get some more of your music? We'd be glad to play it here on the Coast to Coast Show. And I want to thank you very much for joining us and telling us more about what you're doing and your music and career and all the very best of continued success. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you very much, Andy.
Yes, but we want you to stay because even though
you
might go off the air, you stay right here because we do want to talk to you.
I want to say a couple things
right quick, and then you cut me off, Andy. He's played with Bootsy Collins, Rubber Band, Breakwater at the Dell. He's also, as I said before, Chuck Brown. He's played with Phil Woods. Mr. Woods had done some stuff with Dizzy Gillespie and Q. Who is Q? Marcel, tell the people who.
The great Quincy Jones.
Okay, Quincy Jones.
Quincy Jones.
He also played with me. We will have this on pretty soon, because he's working on a new record called Big Bear Wedding, which is really good, and we're going to play that along with. Andy is also on here, so as soon as we get this straightened out, we'll have it on the show, and that way you guys can hear it. So we'll also mention, man, it was so much.
Yep. Anyway, I want to thank you for being with us as our guest today, and we're glad to get you back on here sometime in the future. And again, I want to wish you all the very best. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yes,
folks, listen, this is the Coast to Coast Show, and you're listening to Lloyd Booker in Philadelphia. My name is Andy Kimball. We also have our producer on the show line, Cornell Butler. And I want to talk to you about some things we're going to be talking about this week. Remember, we're on every day, Monday through Friday, at 5 p.m. in California on the West Coast and at 8 p.m. on the East Coast or here on Blog Talk Radio. And things we're going to be talking about is a new vaccine coming out that's just been accelerated to the point of, you know, just never been done before, that's going to start being tested with 30,000 subjects. And we're going to talk about that vaccine, what it is it safe, who's doing it. We're going to leave all that information on tomorrow's show. I want you to tune in to talk about it. We're also going to talk about John Lewis. You know, he passed significance in Congress, his significance as an activist, and what Republican has mentioned his name. Has Donald Trump ever talked about him since he passed away? We're going to talk about John Lewis and his life here on Coast to Coast. We're also going to talk about, of course, the continued Trump attorneys who asked to toss out a subpoena for his tax preparer's documents. We're going to talk about a professor who announced his retirement after racist and sexist tweets, died by suicide. And we're going to talk about a Minnesota couple who's barred from Walmart after wearing Nazi swastika masks. There's so much we got to talk about here.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to hit it all this week. It's mostly news information all week long. Lloyd and I are going to be going at it. full strength. We want you to join the show, 515-605-9888. Again, Marcel, thank you so much for being our guest today. We really appreciate
you
being on. We love your music. It's been great.
Thank you.
Yeah, been really great. We're going to do this again. And, folks, remember why we are doing this show, and I'll let you know here real quick. Let's do this real fast here.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh, my God. Can we talk? Anyway, and one more thing. We got to make sure that we're cognitively here. You know, we got to make sure that we're cognitively here, according to Donald Trump, because he's so good at this.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Now, remember, you got to repeat that to get on the show. To get on the show as a caller, you got to say that so we know that you're real as well and cognitively. We don't have people who are not cognitively, normal
man,
to get on the show.
You know that wasn't nothing but the devil talking.
Hey, Lloyd, we'll see you tomorrow. You're going to be back on the show tomorrow, right? We're going to see everybody tomorrow.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us. Peace
yes,
out. We love you guys.
Yes,
thank you to listeners around the world.
Right there, Marcel. Yeah.
Thank you for – yeah, Marcel, hang in there. And because on the internet stream, we're still going to stay live. Our broadcast is going to cut out. We thank everybody for being with us here on the Coast to Coast show. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes.
Take care.
Peace and love.
Yes.
Our broadcast, our air, our live show on Blog Talk Radio has come to an end, but because of technology and the internet, we are still with you, folks. So if you click on this show, any of our streams, because I think we've gone overtime several times, Lloyd. I forgot to tell you that some of our shows have ended and we kept talking. But anyway, you are able to, of course, the reason why you're hearing this is because we ran our archive show, our stream on the internet, out can last for a long time. So, Marcel's still with us, I think, right?
Yep, right here.
Okay, great.
Hey.
I got a couple things to ask you, because you were mentioning this to me. How has the COVID, this pandemic, affected you, and go into what happened when you actually had a live performance at a wedding? So that's a two-part. How has
I remember you talking about that.
You?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, let's see. So the virus, the pandemic itself, as I mentioned during the broadcast, is something that has caused most of my performance calendar to evaporate. I was fortunate that there are some bands that are still working, albeit the conditions are a little testy from time to time. But for example, the Met had a concert, but the big band that was playing the JOP, the Jazz Orchestra of Philadelphia, they had plexiglass all around, and so the players were protected from one another. But
now hold on,
there was live
hold on a sec. I'm going to mention something now. The Met, because you just glossed over. Remember, we have people listening across the country and also across the planet. Now, the Met, those that don't know, is a concert, a venue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It used to be an actual church. It was a church, but now it actually has a top flight A1 talent that comes through there. Now, so people do not understand. This did not go on during the pandemic. But be a little bit more visual. I know you're a musician. When did this take place, and exactly what was the setup?
You mean of the Met or the wedding I had to play?
Yeah, well, we're going to do the Met first and then the wedding.
Oh, I mean, the only thing that I've seen from the Met were photographs. I wasn't physically there.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I mean, from seeing what I saw in the photographs, you know, the musicians were in these plexiglass cages and they were all protected and, you know, it was live streamed online.
When did they have this? I mean, because I didn't know about this. When was this?
This had to be somewhere in the late spring, early summer.
Okay, so after the whole thing went through. Now, you haven't performed. Tell us about the situation with the wedding, because you're married, and we're not going to include that in here, but you're married. So I know people have to kind of be really wary about taking this back to loved ones and what have you. So you performed this wedding when?
It was earlier this month.
Okay, and you hadn't did an actual performance. You said this month. Since when?
Since like April.
Okay, so you had April, May, June, July. About 4 months. So, tell us about this, and did you have any trepidations or reluctance about doing the wedding, doing the performance?
Well, I mean, of course, you know. And the minors of the minors that have to deal with the sulfur hikes that they have to take.
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
The gentlemen that have to, you know, haul sulfur for a living and have to collect that stuff. It's frightening that, you know, that stuff's kind of volatile. You know, it's a little deadly to be around. But you know, I mean, the virus. Essentially, what I'm trying to say is that at some point you have to, you have to make a decision whether or not you're going to test the waters or not. Can't stay shut in forever. Got to do something. So.
Did you have position with the Mrs. beforehand?
I'm sorry. Ask that question again.
A conversation with the Mrs. beforehand about doing any performances, in particular this one, the wedding. Because, and here's the reason why, actually, and if you're a little reluctant, I'm saying you don't have to, because here we've had a resurgence with this virus in vacation spots or shore towns. So this wedding was in New Jersey. And in Atlantic City, as well as Florida and a lot of other places, this thing has come back. It's bounced back. There had been a shutdown situation for surrounding states. So, again, how big was the band? I mean, how big was your band that you took? Was it a quintet, a duet, a sextet, a trio? How many people were in the band?
Well, it was a large ensemble, standard wedding ensemble.
So you're talking like everybody. Wait a minute, you're talking like everybody on the other end knows. So, give us a number. How many people were in the band?
Nine.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Nine.
Okay, nine people. This is your band.
No, not my band. Not my
band. Oh.
I'm a sub.
Okay, so you're a sub, but you're performing with nine people. Okay. You know how people they talked about alcohol consumption and all of that kind of stuff. So give me the rundown as to exactly how you dealt with this during the night and what happened.
Well, for the most part, the reception attendees were cool. They were on the dance floor. They had a mask on. Everybody was masked up on the floor. Mm-hmm. And when they weren't on the floor, you know, for the most part, they wore their masks. But what ended up happening was I dubbed it the witching hour.
Uh-oh.
Around 11 p.m. here in the States, at least on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without going too deeply into detail, because that would bore everyone,
No, it wouldn't. Would, would,
protocol go, was not being followed.
There you go. See, this wouldn't be boring because it's the same situation that we talked about with Lou Williams from the NBA player. It's the same situation that we talked about when the guys were going out to going out of the bubble to get food out of an Uber. Wink, wink. Like they can't get food where they were at, made by their own personal chefs, anything they want in the world. So yeah. So when the bubble got the flowing, when the people started acting a little stupid. See, I'll say that. But where were you, where in proximity were you and the band? Were you mixed in with all of this stuff?
No.
Okay, don't say it like, I mean, you have to tell the people. So were you in a, don't get dusty. I understand. So were you in a different, room, or did they separate you guys? Were you guys in a bubble? Were you in a plexiglass bubble, or what was the deal?
This was an open air tent.
So y'all were in the tent. All you guys were in the tent. I mean,
no,
I'm talking about
no,
the band
no.
as well as the Rebels. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. So there's a section cordoned off for the performers.
Okay.
So we're not in the tent, as in fully under the tent, like on the edge.
Gotcha. Okay. Did you feel any? Now, when you finished your performance, how long was the performance?
Excuse me?
How long was the job? How long was the performance?
A couple hours. 3-4 hours.
Were you glad to get that over with?
Yeah, but the one thing that I was very thankful for is that it was outdoors. There was a lot of ventilation around. I mean, granted, you know, there's still a little bit of a risk there. Not gonna lie, but the fact that it's in an open air situation helps.
Okay.
So the air can move. But now, as for getting out of there, sure, I was happy to do so when we could. But you know, it's like, do you choose to continue to live in fear, or do you say, well, something has to be done at some point? And as long as you take the proper protocols, which I did, you know, wore my mask, had my hand sanitizer, had gloves, you know.
Okay. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah, it's interesting how musicians and bands and how we as musicians are, you know, have to be kind of innovative and how we're handling different, you know, our lives as performers and entertainers, you know, in the midst of this COVID it's a real rude awakening and not a pleasant one at that for many. Anyway, we're going to wrap the show up here, even on our internet stream. I want to thank you again, Mars, for joining us. And again, we do look forward to having you back on the show again, and we'll continue our conversation. And also, we want to stay in touch also as this, you know, what we're going to start seeing, I think, is, you know, I meant to mention this on a broadcast, so I'll bring this up tomorrow, actually, in Los Angeles. In California, we had 149 deaths for several days in a row. In the United States, we had 1,000 deaths every single day for the last 4 days, which hit the numbers that we saw when the country was in lockdown. And many are seeking another lockdown. And also, we need to talk about is what it looks like we're going to be getting additional stimulus checks, you know. So I know most of us should have gotten one. We're going to be getting another, and what it's probably
going
to be.
Yes, I think it's going to be $1,200.
Yeah, same thing as last time. I think $1,200, or is it? You have a family. Was it 20? I remember getting. Was it 20? I forget what I got.
$75,000. You make less than $75,000, you get.
I think with the kids, I forget how it broke down, but I think did I get $1,200 or did I get $2,400? I don't remember what I got. But anyway, yeah, guys, you're supposed to tell. What, Andy, here's what you. Anyway,
I don't know what I got. I know you brought a brand new Tesla.
I did it. I brought a brand new Tesla, and guess who test drove a Tesla this week? last week. Guess who just drove a Tesla? Sam Jackson.
Who?
It's on YouTube.
Who?
You got to catch it. You got to watch it. He's driving a Tesla Model 3, the same car I have, and he's testing it. He's going crazy. He's like, he can't. You got to watch it. I'm not going to tell you about it. I want you to go to YouTube, and I want you to watch Sam Jackson test driving a Tesla Model 3. That's the car I have.
Sam Jackson test drive the Tesla.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, for the people out there, look at what kind of circles we're rolling in.
Yes.
Andy had a Tesla.
Yep.
Sam had a Tesla.
Yep.
I got sneaks.
And I have a Mongoose bike.
And we know our man Ike. He's got. You remember how Prince changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol, and that's how they introduced him.
Yeah.
Remember that? Remember he changed his name from the artist formerly
known as
Prince.
It was just a symbol. Yeah.
A symbol, right? Well, our man Ike here, who's been on the show a couple of times, as you know, he has a car which has the name has been changed to an unpronounceable consonant.
Yo, speaking of Ike, was trying to get on the line because he said he had some time or something, like, because he was on tour with the Teletubbies. So, you know, we'll see.
Teletubbies.
Well,
we're going to have to talk to Ike about
a picture.
Folks, I know there's going to be people listening to this archive. We have a lot of people who download these shows around the world, and thank you for doing so, and who are listening to an archive show. We're not on the air right now, so you're listening to an archive stream that we put that remains on and will become part of the show. You got to listen to the July 24th show with his character, who Lloyd. I still don't know how exactly Lloyd got this guy on the show.
He's a family member. Yeah.
Family Uncle, member. Thank you. I wasn't quite clear. I wasn't quite clear on how that happened. But
that's okay.
If you're listening to this point at this far on in this show, and we're just talking right now, I mean, you know, I wonder if you can call in still now. I don't know. It's 515-605-9888. I don't know if you can.
I don't think he can do it today.
But anyway, if you're listening to the stream of this show, then you need to listen to go scroll down and listen to the July 24th show, and you'll see the guy that we're talking about who's probably going to be joining us again this Friday. I don't know who he's going to talk to him. But anyway, unbelievable. That's all I can say. So we're talking about Ike and his car. How did we start talking about cars? Oh, Tesla. Tesla. Yes.
Because of Sam Jackson. No. Here's how we started talking about it, because – you mentioned about the stimulus check.
Yes,
and
that's right.
I got a good memory. The stimulus check, and then the fact that you got a Tesla and Sam Jackson got a Tesla.
I had one too. I just told me he had one too. He have an 8 version.
Say what?
He said that he have a 8. They just made it up last week.
I don't know.
Tesla 8.
I don't know if that one that is. I heard that
the young lady that was on the show, Amanda. She even got a car, but it wasn't a Tesla. It was some signs and signals. She had an unpronounceable name of a car.
Yes.
Yeah. And Ike was telling me it's him, and I said, what? And he said, Oompa, Oompa Loompa, Oompa, something like that. I'm like listening to him, and I'm saying, you better stay away from that.
You got to stream the July 24th show and tune in. I want you to tune every day at and the United States, we're on at 5 o'clock in the evening in California, 8 o'clock in the East Coast and on the show. But you need to tune in every day because we talk about the news and we give our opinion and we don't have any spin. And we accept all callers and no matter what they want to talk about. We talk to everybody here. And there's no such thing as fake news on this show. Welcome to call every day.
Y'all have a social media too, right?
Well, if you have questions, comments about the show, yeah, we have a Facebook page. What is it? We do. We have a Facebook page.
Yeah, I know we do. But I don't know.
Andy and Lloyd, Coast to Coast, Facebook.
Hey, we're for Facebook.
Is that what it is? Is that what it's called?
We have a Facebook.
Andy and Lloyd, Coast to Coast.
I think it's the Andy and Lloyd Show. Coast to Coast. Yeah,
Andy and Lloyd Show.
We love giving our listeners homework. As a matter of fact, when we – a side note right here, because when we talk about items, usually what we do is if you listen to the show, and we have a lot of listeners now that we've accumulated around the world, so we know people are, you know, have tuned in, and you, those of you who have know how we do this. We read headlines. We dive into the news. We analyze it. We dissect it to a point, but we want you to go do the research. So to fact check us, because when things we talk about, we fact check before we present. We don't just come on here and give the news and say, hey, Biden said this and Trump said this and this one said that and this one protested and this one shot a cannon or whatever it might be. We fact check everything. And then Lloyd and I discuss it. And we give you the links, the YouTubes, the news sources, however we fact check, for you to do your own fact checking. And that's what makes us a little more different, a little more unique than your normal CNNs and MSNBCs and Trump News Channel. Excuse me.
And we do invite dissenting positions as long as it's logical, reasonable, and you don't get too far, you know, too far out there from left field. I mean,
we invite dissenting positions as long as they agree with us.
Yeah.
Okay, I have it, guys. It's the Andy Campbell and Lloyd Show. The Coast to Coast Internet Radio.
Yes.
Program on Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool. That's cool.
Cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cool. And if anybody has any questions or comments, they can email us at the Andy and Lloyd Show at gmail.com. Again, email us at andyandlloydshow at gmail.com. Not today, obviously. If you're listening to this point, you can no longer join us on the air. But Tuesday, you know, Monday through Friday, you can join the show at 5 p.m. again in California, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and by call this number 515-659-888. Folks, I think we're going to wrap it up and call it a night. I've got to fill my wine glass.
That's the labor that we savor, neighbor.
Yes, and Marcel, thank you for your music. We really like playing your music. You know, I wonder. Hey guys, hang in here for a minute. Don't go yet. Don't go. Hang in here just for a second.
Don't go yet, Marcel.
Don't go. Because I think – let me turn off the studio here. I'm going to do something I've never done before. We're going to see if this works, guys. Modern technology. Let's close out the show because it was so good, and it enticed me to pour a glass of wine, which I had a couple. And I'm going to have another. And what will even motivate me more to have a glass of wine is to listen to the
Don't get in
the
Tesla after that.
If I get a Tesla, I have to worry about it because it'll drive for me. But anyway, talk about that. We'll talk about that during the week. Let's wrap this show up and everybody say bye. And we love you guys. Thank you so much for coming in. We bored you to death.
Peace.
And we're gonna play. I'm gonna leave it to Marcel. Marcel, I've got two tunes. You've heard them both. I've got the promo piece and I've got the Lights of Northern Sky. That's all I have chimed in here to play. I wish I had some more chimed up, but what should I play to close the show with?
You know what? Have them play the funk piece.
Which one's that? I've got a promo.
Yeah, that's the Jam Suite.
Is that the first one? The first one we played, right? That's the first one.
That's the second one.
Second one. All right, here it comes. All right, folks. Again, you've been listening to the Coast and Blah. Okay, I'm going to get another glass of wine.
Coast to Coast. Andy Kimball and Lloyd Booker. Coast to Coast.
What are we called again?
Coast to Coast. Andy Kimball and Lloyd Booker. With,
something like that.
Today's guest, Marcel Bellinger, and also Ace Boom Coon Spoon from Neptune, Cornell Dex Butler.
I got to make sure I'm here, folks.
Thank you.
Let me make sure I'm still with you. Wait a minute. Let me see if I can do this. Hold on a second.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Yeah, person, woman, man, camera, TV. I think I can probably be president of the United States now. I'm feeling great.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord. No, we're going to get Kanye. We're going to get Kanye in. We're going to get Kanye and Jay-Z in there.
I feel like we can just jump right into tomorrow's show. You know, I can't wait. I can't wait till tomorrow. I can't wait. We're gonna dive into this stuff. You haven't seen nothing yet. You wait till tomorrow. We're going to be right with you. We want you to be with us. We look forward to seeing you Tuesday, July 28th on the Coast to Coast show. Ebony and Ivory, Andy Kimball, Lloyd Booker. Thank you. We're going to close out the show with music by our guest, Marcel Bellinger. And go to his website. You'll hear a lot of, and read more about it and see what this guy's done. It's amazing. It's BellingerSounds.com. There's a link to it on our Blog Talk Radio webpage. See you guys. Thanks for being with us.
Take care. Have a good one.
Take care.
Peace.